अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह बड़े बड़े उलमा तशरीफ लाए हैं जो हम सबसे दीनी फ़ायदा पहुंचाएंगे। अब आपके सामने हमारे इस मुल्क के बहुत ही बेहतरीन रहनुमा हज़रत मौलाना सलीम साहब दामत बरकातहुम जो लेस्टर में जामिया रियाज़ुल उलूम के बानी और मुहतमिम हैं और इसी तरीक़े पर इस्लामिक दावा अकेडमी चला रहे हैं। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह उनके ज़रिए से बहुत से नौजवानों को फ़ायदा हो रहा है, बहुत से उलमा उनकी निस्बत पर तशरीफ़ लाते हैं और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह लेस्टर में एक बेहतरीन माहौल बना है। इस वक्त तशरीफ़ फरमा है, तशरीफ़ लाए हैं, हम उनसे भी मुस्तफ़ीद होंगे। अल्लाह ताला हमें मुस्तफ़ीद होने की तौफीक अता फरमाए जी। इंशाअल्लाह हज़रत मौलाना सलीम साहब दामत बरकातहुम अंग्रेज़ी में आप हज़रात से ख़िताब फरमाएँगे। अल्लाह हम सबको अमल की तौफीक अता फरमाए। हज़रत मौलाना सलीम साहब तशरीफ़
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أبا هريرة تعلم القرآن وعلمه الناس ولا تزال كذلك حتى يأتيك الموت فإن أتاك الموت وأنت كذلك زارت الملائكة قبرك كما يزار البيت العتيق أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected علماء, elders, brothers in Islam and young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In the midst of so many luminaries and eminent scholars and great personalities, I definitely do not deserve to be given the opportunity to impart a few humble words but it is only the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has inspired this thought into the hearts of His beloved servants, that they have ordered me to say a few words and become part of this very, very auspicious gathering. I take this as a very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He make this participation of mine and all those who are present here today a means of forgiveness for all of us and all our friends, families and associates in the hereafter, and may he make it a means of salvation in the hereafter, inshallah. Today we have two programs here. One is the completion of the tafsir and the dars of Quran al-Majid, and second is the completion of the memorization of the Quran. Quran is the ultimate book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no other ni'mat, there is no other favor in this world which one can compare with this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in a hadith, khayrul hadithi kitabullah, the best word is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi, وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. For every nation, there is an item of pride, an element of pride. The item and element of pride for my ummah is the Qur'an. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, مَنْ قَرَأَ حَرَفًا مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةٌ. One who reads one letter from the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one reward, only upon recitation of the Qur'an. One reward for every letter. So imagine how much reward that person will derive who reads the Qur'an, who understands the Qur'an, and thereafter throughout his life who practices the Qur'an. And imagine how much reward this young man must have acquired who is going to complete the Qur'an today by memorizing the whole Qur'an, because the number of times that he must have completed the Quran will go into dozens. So man qara harfan min kitabillahi falahu bihi hasanatun, one who reads one letter from the Quran will be granted one reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one reward, it is equivalent to 10 rewards. Allah ta'ala always multiplies one reward by minimum of 10 rewards. Wal hasanatu bi ashri amsaliha. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam further says that I am not saying ألف لام ميم is one letter. ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. But ألف is a separate letter, لام is a separate letter, and ميم is a separate letter. So one who recites Alif Lam Mim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 30 rewards. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Murana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, commenting on this hadith and explaining this hadith, has given another interpretation explained by the professionals in the field of hadith. Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that the Alif Lam Mim under discussion is the Alif Lam Mim of Suratul Fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I do not say Alam is one letter, A is one letter, La is one letter, and then Mim at the end is a separate letter. So when reciting Suratul Fil, if someone says Alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 30 rewards. But when it comes to the Huruful Muqatta'at, and the Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of Suratul Baqarah, if one was to recite Alif Lam Mim, he is in actual fact pronouncing 9 letters. Because he is saying Alif, so Alif Lam and Fa. Lam, so Lam, Alif and Mim. And Mim, Mim, Ya and Mim. So Shaykhul Hadith Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that if someone says Alif Lam Mim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 90 rewards. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, يُقَالُ لِسَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَكِ وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ إِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the hafiz of the Quran on the day of Qiyamah that read the Quran and climb the steps of Jannah. اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَكِ. Read the Quran and climb the steps of Jannah. The Hafiz will begin from Alif Alhamdu, from Suratul Fatiha, and he will continue reciting, and where he will stop, it depends on how firm he was in his recitation whilst in this world. Because many Huffaz, they put the Quran to memory, but they do not keep it to memory. So it is the responsibility of the Huffaz to put it to memory and keep it to memory until they breathe their last. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he will be asked to read the Quran and climb the steps of Jannah. And he will continue to climb the steps of Jannah, and from certain narrations we find that in Jannah there will be approximately 6,666 statuses. And the verses of the Quran are approximately 6,666. So upon every verse that he recites, Allah will elevate him one status. When he recites the second verse of the Quran, Allah will elevate him a second status. And he will continue reciting the Quran, and if he was very firm in his recitation in this world, then he will be able to recite the Quran firmly in the hereafter, and he will continue until he reaches the last verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him by 6,666 status. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a al-Quran فَاسْتَزْحَرَهُ فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. One who reads the Quran, after reading the Quran, he memorizes the Quran. And after memorizing the Quran, he practices the Quran. It is very important for Huffaz, whilst contemplating on the virtues of the memorizing of the Quran, remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically makes mention of practicing the Quran. Man qara al-Quran, one who reads the Quran, fastazharahu, thereafter he memorizes the Quran, fa halla halalahu, and he believes as halal what is mentioned halal in the Quran, and he follows the halal. Wa harrama haramahu, and he believes as haram what is mentioned haram in the Quran, and he abstains from it. So he carries out all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he fulfills all the obligations laid down upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he abstains from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man qara al-Quran fastazharahu wa halla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah. Wa shaffahu fi asharatin min ahli bayti. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the authority to intercede for 10 people from his family. He will intercede for 10 people from his family, 10 members of his family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the authority to take 10 people into Jannah. And these 10 people, they have been described in the ahadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that وَشَفَّاهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمُ النَّارِ. 10 members of his family upon whom Jahannam was wajib. They were so sinful, they were so evil, their life was worthless. They did not practice the deen, they did not follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But due to the barakah of this hafiz in their family, these 10 people upon whom Jahannam had become incumbent will be granted entry into Jannah. He will intercede for them and he will take 10 people into Jannah with him. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Hamilul Qur'an Hamilul Ra'yatil Islam. The Hafiz of the Qur'an, the Alim of the Qur'an, and the Amil of the Qur'an. Hamilul Qur'an, the commentators of hadith have said, Hamilul Qur'an means the one who reads the Qur'an and who memorizes the Qur'an or not. But he reads the Qur'an very regularly, he keeps in touch with the Qur'an. He becomes the companion of the Qur'an. And he becomes such a close companion of the Qur'an that he does not only read the Qur'an, but he also understands the Qur'an. Through authentic sources, he understands the Qur'an. So he reads the Qur'an, he understands the Qur'an, and thereafter he practices the Qur'an, he fulfills the demands of the Qur'an. This person is called Hamilul Qur'an. Hamilul Qur'an, the one who has the knowledge of the Qur'an and who practices according to the knowledge of the Qur'an. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hamilul Qur'an, such a person, Hamilul Ra'yatil Islam, is the torch bearer of Islam. He holds the flag of Islam in his hand. He is the leader of the Muslim community. Hamilul Qur'an, Hamilul Ra'yatil Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors such a person, he has in reality honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we honor a Hafiz of the Quran, when we honor an Alim, when we honor a Muhaddith, when we honor a Mufassir, what do we have in our mind? What is the element that is forcing us to respect this person? Not because he belongs to a certain family, not because of his looks, not because of his creed, his nationality, his background. We respect him because our intellect tells us that this is a person who has treasured more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. So we are respecting him because of his connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we respect a muhaddis, on what basis do we respect a muhaddis? We respect a muhaddis on the basis that this is a person who has treasured the sayings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has connection with the ahadith and he has connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we respect a mufassir, on what basis do we respect him? We respect him because he is a master in the field of tafsir. And the field of tafsir is connected to the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man akramahu, one who honors somebody with the knowledge of the Quran, a hafiz, an alim, a mufti, a muhaddis, a mufassir, then in reality he has honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave a very severe warning. He said, وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ, one who disgraces an alim, one who disgraces a hafiz of the Quran, one who disgraces somebody who possesses the knowledge of the nubuwa, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in another hadith, لَوْ جُعِلَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي إِحَابٍ ثُمَّ أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ مَحْتَرَقْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the literal meaning of the hadith is that if the Quran is wrapped up in a leather and thereafter this parcel is thrown in the fire, then this parcel will not burn due to the barakah of the Quran. The commentators of hadith commenting on this particular hadith have said that this miracle was confined only to the period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a challenge from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people of his time, that if you have any doubt whatsoever in regard to the Quran being the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then pick up any paper containing the verses of the Quran and wrap it up in a leather and throw it in the fire. Due to the barakah of these verses, the leather will not burn. This is one interpretation. The second interpretation is given by the muhaddisin, is that this is a metaphorical term, and the leather means the human body. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَوْ جُعِلَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي إِحَابٍ, if the Quran is entered into the human body. That means when one memorizes the Quran.
summa ulqiya finnar, and then on the day of qiyamah, for some reason or other, this hafiz of the Quran is thrown in the fire of hell. Mahtaraka, his body will not burn in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants respect to the hafiz of the Quran, the alim of the Quran in this world. Allah grants him respect in the qabr. Allah will grant him respect on the day of qiyamah, because Allah will say, Iqra wartaki, read and climb the status of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard him from the punishment of the grave. So this Quran is a very, very great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. And in the times that we are going through, where many people become the victims of hopelessness, many people who are not attached very close to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feel that the Muslim ummah is at its lowest ebb today, and we have become the victims of oppression, and we do not see a ray of hope in the times we are in. Friends, occasions like these, where a young man who has grown up in this Western society, who was not forced by anybody to memorize the Quran, out of his own accord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him, and despite all the difficulties that he had to go through, because you have to remember that at 8 o'clock he wakes up in the morning, he has to go to school, he comes back at 3 o'clock, he has to memorize, and the effort that one student has to exert in this country, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting not one, not hundred, but thousands of young children in this very country to memorize the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthening our iman. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai, abhi islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. There is no need to lose hope. There is no need to despair. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great today as he was great in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai. Islam is still living. Islam is still living, and the living miracle of Islam is still in this world, the Quran. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. The Quran still exists. And friends, just think for a moment, what a great miracle. You will find millions of huffaz who have memorized the whole Quran from beginning till end. And you will not find a single person who will be able to claim that I do not understand this language, but I can read it very fluently. You will not find a single person who will be able to say that I cannot understand French, but I can read it fluently. I cannot understand Chinese, but I can read it fluently. But alhamdulillah, you will find nearly every single Muslim, whether he is from China, whether he is from Pakistan, whether he is from India, that he cannot understand what he is reading, but he reads. And you will not find a single person who is able to memorize a long passage and a long text without understanding it. You give somebody a text of 2 pages, 3 pages in English, and you say, you memorize this without knowing it. He may memorize it if his memory is very powerful, but within days he will forget. But here you find thousands of people memorizing 6,000, more than 6,000 verses, and they keep it to memory until they depart from this world. I have heard from Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. He was mentioning about Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the Shaykhul Qurra, that he himself was a miracle of the Quran. Mufti Taqi Sahib said, Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib was a miracle of the Quran. Such Quran in his memory to this extent that he would begin from Suratul Fatiha, and he would recite like we would recite Surah Fatiha, but only the last word of every ayah. From Suratul Fatiha until one nas, he would just recite like Suratul Fatiha, only the last words, like Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So he will say Al Alameen, Ar Rahim, Ad Deen. Just the last verse throughout he would recite. And Mufti Taqi Sahib said that I have seen this with my own eyes. And Mufti Taqi Sahib said that because he was very pious and he would sleep very, very little, very little. But he would stand for hours listening to his students reciting the Quran. And Mufti Taqi Sahib said that I have seen this with my own eyes, that sometimes because of lack of sleep, he would go into a slumber whilst in Qiyam. And the student is reciting. Wherever the student makes a mistake, he would become alert immediately. Wherever he made a mistake, he would become alert immediately. And Mufti Taqi Sahib said, the third thing that I saw myself with my own eyes from Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib was that he was able to recite Quran backwards. From Kulauzu bi Rabbin Nas backwards. One verse from Kulauzu bi Rabbin Nas, he reciting backwards up to Surat al-Fatiha. This is a miracle of the Quran, my friends. It is not possible for the human mind to comprehend. So alhamdulillah, our young children sacrificing, and there are nowadays the time we are going through, the parents have become very relaxed as well and very lenient and very liberal. So they say, beta, you only become half is if you can make it, don't worry. And when that child reaches the age of 14, 15, why don't you leave HIFS? Because GCSE is very important, A-level is very important. Despite every effort from the parents, and we have experienced this in our madrasa, the child stands firm and says, no, Abba, I want to become Hafiz. Whatever it takes, I want to become Hafiz. Who is inspiring these children to memorize the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. So friends, alhamdulillah, it is a great honor for us to be here today. And today we have Hifz-e Quran on one side, and on the other side, it is not only words. We have two lessons from the two programs. From this, from the memorization of the Quran, the lesson we get is that read the Quran and try to learn the Quran correctly. This is one right of the Quran upon us. Read the Quran and try to learn the Quran, read the Quran correctly. Recitation of the Quran is a right upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this great kitab. And if we do not read the kitab, when we are reciting the Quran, in reality we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are reciting the Quran, just like our very respected Hazrat Maulana Ayyub Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum has quoted Hazrat Maulana Abul Hassan Ali Nadawi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, that he used to say, when you read the Quran, then read the Quran with this contemplation that my Creator is ordering me with this order right at this moment. Right at this moment. That is why the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majmain, when they used to open the Quran, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, when he opened the Quran and his gaze fell on this verse, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Remember that day when the people will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His gaze fell on this verse. Remember that day when the people will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became unconscious and he fell. Because Quran used to have effect on these people. They did not used to just read the Quran for thawab only. Alhamdulillah, that is one benefit of the Quran, that we recite the Quran and we acquire thawab. But there is another right of the Quran. First right of the Quran is that we believe in the Quran from the depth of our hearts, that this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every word, each and every dot, each and every letter was conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Hazrat Jibreel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without a shadow of doubt, we believe that Quran has been preserved as it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the words of the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the Huffaz-e Kiram throughout history have preserved the words of the Quran. And these words have a special pronunciation. So the Qurra and the Qaris of the Ummah have preserved that exact pronunciation of the Quran that the Sahaba had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pronounce. So today when a Mujawwid and when a Qari sits to recite the Quran and he is a qualified Qari, then there is no difference between his pronunciation and the pronunciation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving the words of the Quran through the Huffaz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving the pronunciation of the Quran through the Qurra. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving the tafsir and the meaning of the Quran through the ulama. And throughout history you will see that there is no gap. You will not find that in between this time, this era, there were no ulama on this universe. From this time to this time, there were no Qurra, there were no Huffaz. Throughout history, there were Huffaz, there were Qurra, and there were ulama. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this promise that we have revealed this Quran, we have revealed the words of the Quran, we have revealed the pronunciation of the Quran, and we have revealed the tafsir of the Quran, and we will preserve it till the day of Qiyamah through the Huffaz, through the Qurra, and through the ulama. So alhamdulillah, The first right is that we believe this from the depth of our hearts, that the Quran that we see today in front of us, it is exactly that Quran which was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And thereafter, the second right is that we read the Quran. We read the Quran on a regular basis. The ulama have stated that each person should try his utmost to recite at least one juz daily. One juz every day. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib Dulyavi Rahimahullah Ta'ala has quoted Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that all the formulae of recitation, for example, we recite Durood Sharif, we recite Istighfar, we recite the first kalima, we recite the third kalima. Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that I am going to put this into English because it will be easy for you to understand. Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that every formula is a separate vitamin. For example, when one recites Durood Sharif, then through reciting Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala grants him a particular spiritual benefit. And if one recites Istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala grants him a different type of spiritual benefit. And when one recites the first kalima, then he... So these are all various vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that Quran-e-Majid is multivitamin. When one begins the recitation of the Quran from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then he will find Tasbih in the Quran, he will find Tahmeed in the Quran, he will find Tahleel in the Quran, he will find Dua in the Quran. It is multivitamin. So when one recites the Quran, he will benefit spiritually from all aspects. So every person should make a firm resolution to read one juz per day. One juz per day. And if one feels that I am very busy and it is very difficult for me to read one juz every day, then let's make it three quarter. And if three quarter is too much as well, then let's make it half. And if half is too much as well, let's make it quarter. Quarter, everybody should try to recite every day with the aim of increasing to one juz. And if we are unable to read quarter, then let's come down even more and try to recite one ruku every day. One ruku every day. And to my young friends, wherever I go, and when I discuss this topic, I say to them that my young friends, if you are too busy with your commitments, and if you have no time for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make a promise to me that you will recite one verse of the Quran daily. One verse, open the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and close the Quran. The following day, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ar-rahmanir rahim, close the Quran. The following day, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin, close the Quran. The Quran is so sweet, my friends, that once you begin to recite one verse every day, it will pull you. Very soon you will find yourself reciting one ruku every day. Very soon you will find yourself reciting quarter juz every day. And very soon you will find yourself reciting Quran all the time. And your heart longing to look towards reciting the Quran all the time. So first right upon the Quran is to have firm belief. Second right of the Quran is to recite the Quran on a regular basis. And whilst reciting the Quran simultaneously, we need to correct our tajweed. And we need to exert every effort to make our pronunciation according to the pronunciation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because sometimes if our pronunciation is not correct, then the meaning changes. So we need to do this simultaneously. We read the Quran on a daily basis and we also learn to recite it correctly. We understand the Quran through the gatherings of reliable ulama. Like Alhamdulillah, we have programs in this masjid for the past 14 years. Our respected Hazrat Maulana Munawwar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, has been imparting the lessons on Darsi Quran. And he has explained the whole Quran. How fortunate are those musallis and those attendees who are also completing the Quran today, who have been able to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends, imagine for a second that if a beloved of ours writes a letter to us and we do not understand the language of that letter, what will we do? Will we waste even a single second without understanding that letter? I remember in my childhood when I was in India, in my village in Gujarat, when people used to receive telegrams from the UK or from South Africa, the message contained in the letter normally used to be informing people of the demise of somebody. And there were no telephone systems in common in those days. But I remember my childhood. I was 10 years old when I moved to this country. I remember that whenever somebody used to receive telegram, the whole village news used to spread that a telegram has come from England to this person's home. So the whole village used to gather in that person's home. And they would choose two people to go and take the telegram to the nearest person who is able to interpret the meaning of the telegram for them, to translate the telegram for them. Despite knowing that somebody has passed away and people could work out the name as well. And I remember that until these people used to go on foot for 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and until they used to return, the whole village used to wait anxiously to find out what is the message contained within this telegram. So this is our condition with a letter from the creation to us. This is a letter from the Creator. This is a letter from the Creator, and according to Allama Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah Ta'ala, this is the best of the books revealed to the best of mankind, revealed to the best of the angels, revealed in the best of the months, revealed in the best of the nights, revealed in the best of the places. This is a letter from the creation to the Creator. Imam Ghazali Rahimahullah Ta'ala says that when a letter of a creation comes to you who is a creation, then this letter contains either of two messages. Either it contains a message of grief or message of happiness. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ali further says that if it is a message of grief, then it is only temporary grief. The message will contain that somebody has passed away, somebody has had an accident, this has happened, this was a message of grief, but temporary grief. This grief will go away after 1 week, after 1 month, after 2 months. Or this letter contains message of happiness. This happiness is also temporary happiness. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation containing message of temporary grief or message of temporary happiness, but you cannot rest in peace until you find out what that message contains. And here on the other side, you have a letter not from the creation but from the Creator. And this letter also contains two messages. Message of happiness, message of grief. But eternal grief and eternal happiness. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those people who will practice according to the message contained within this Quran, they will be granted eternal happiness. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And those people who do not spend their lives according to the message contained within this book, they will be entered into hell forever and ever. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you have a letter from the Creator to you which contains a message of everlasting happiness, everlasting grief, and you have no time whatsoever to understand the Quran. So friends, this is the third right upon us, that we understand the message of the Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to me? We have become 50, we have become 60, we are at the brink of death, but still we have not been able to understand the message contained within Surah Al-Fatiha. The message contained within Surah Al-Fatiha, in the riwayah of Muslim Sharif, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that when a servant is performing his salah, then he is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises be to Allah, who is the cherisher of all the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. When he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the all compassionate, the all merciful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asna Alayya Abdi, my servant has mentioned my greatness. When he says, Maliki Yawmiddin, he is the possessor of the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Majjadani Abdi, my servant has revered me. And then when he says, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant has divided this verse into two portions. One portion he has kept for me and one portion he has kept for himself. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen was totally for me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim was totally for me. Malik Yawmiddin was totally for me. But Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, half for him and half for me. How? When he says, Iyaka Na'budu, only you do we worship, that is for me. But when he says, only you do we seek help from, that he has kept for himself because he is hinting to me that he wants to ask something from me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wale abdi ma sa'ala. Wale abdi ma sa'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I will grant my servant whatever he asks from me. My friends, this is happening in every rakat of the salat that we are performing. Allah is communicating with us, we are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every rakat, when we reach Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Allah ta'ala says, Wali abdi ma sa'ala. I will grant my servant whatever he asks for. Whatever he asks for. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it to us. Because if he had given us the choice, then we would have only asked for paltry items of this world. Maybe a car, maybe a job, maybe passing in the examination, maybe cure from a particular illness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying this, that I will grant my servant whatever he asks from me, he has made it incumbent upon us to say this, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me on the straight path. Oh Allah, guide me on the straight path. Now many people, when they read this verse, they tend to think that when we are saying Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, oh Allah, guide me on the straight path, then we are only talking about religion here. That, oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to follow your deen, and grant me the tawfiq to follow your commands, and grant me the tawfiq to follow the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we talk about Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, this is the concept we all have. But Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in Ma'riful Quran has stated that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is the key to success of this world and the hereafter. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wale abdi ma sa'ala, I will grant my servant whatever he asks from me. And immediately Allah says, Say ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me upon the straight path. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that it means, oh Allah, I am looking for a wife. Guide me on the straight path so that I may find the right wife. Oh Allah, I am looking for a job. Guide me on the straight path so I may find the right job. Oh Allah, I am sick and I am looking for cure. Guide me on the straight path so that I am cured. And oh Allah, I am looking for you and Jannah. Guide me on the straight path so I can go into Jannah and find you also. So every rakat we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowing, my friends, what Allah has granted us in Surah Al-Fatiha. So this is the third right upon us, that we try to understand the message of the Quran. We try to understand the message of the Quran and we connect ourselves to the message of Quran. And once understanding the message of the Quran, the fourth right upon us is to practice the Quran. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalma hokar aur hum khar hue tareeq e Quran hokar. They were respected by the people of the whole world. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain. Our pious predecessors, they were respected by the whole world because they had read the Quran, they had understood the Quran, and they had connected themselves to the Quran. And we have become disgraced because we are not reading the Quran, we are not understanding the Quran, and we have disconnected ourselves to Quran. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that nahnu qawmun a'azzanallahu bil Islam. We are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam. And what is Islam? Islam is following the commands of the Quran, following the commands of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Nahnu qawmun a'azzanallahu bil Islam. He says, Kunna adhilla. We were wretched. Nobody wanted to know us. Nobody wanted to know us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us honor through Islam, through Quran, through ahadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated our status in the eyes of the people and elevated our status in the hereafter as well. Kunna adhilla. Nahnu qawmun a'azzanallahu bil Islam. And he further says, فَمَهْمَا إِبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. And for as long as we continue to seek honor through other venues, other than the Quran, other than the ahadith, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us disgraced. So it is very, very important, my friends, to read the Quran, to understand the Quran through authentic sources, through reliable tafasir, through reliable ulama, and practice the Quran. The problem that we are having with our young generation is because we ourselves are not fully committed to the teachings of the Quran. We are not connecting ourselves to the Quran and we are not a good example for our children so that they may also connect themselves to the Quran. We need to connect them to the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ma nahala walidun waladan afdala min adabin hasanin. a father cannot give a better gift to his child than teaching him a good adab, to nurture him and to do his tarbiyah. And this is the responsibility of every parent. Mufti Abdul Rahim Sahib Lajpuri rahimahullah ta'ala has quoted a hadith in his Fatawa Rahimiyya, where he says that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, when the children will be resurrected and the children have had spent their times in evil and in wrongdoings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before giving his judgment for the children, will call the parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forward this question to the parents: Mada allamtahu wa mada addabtahu? What education did you give to your child and what tarbiyah did you give to your child? So it is very, very important, my friends, to be an example for our children by reading the Quran, practicing the Quran, understanding the Quran. And it is very, very important for us to connect them to the ulama, connect them to education, to dini knowledge. A poet in the Arabic language says, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ بَلِ الْيَتِيمُ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. He says that the clothes that decorate us, that do not make us beautiful. لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا. Beauty does not come through the clothing that we put on. Balil jamalu jamalul ilmi wal adabi. The real beauty is the beauty of ilm and adab. The real beauty is the beauty of ilm and adab. And he further says, walaysal yateemul ladhi qad mata waliduhu. That child is not an orphan whose father has passed away. Balil yateemu yateemul ilmi wal adabi. In reality, that child is an orphan who has been deprived of ilm and adab. So let us go from here today with this firm resolution that inshallah we will read the Quran on a daily basis. Read the Quran, one juz every day, half juz every day, quarter juz every day, one verse every day, or whatever you can, but on a regular basis. And read Yasin Sharif every day in the morning. Make this a habit of the whole family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. One who reads Yasin Sharif early in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs. And thereafter, number two, through authentic material, authentic tafasir, and reliable ulama, we need to understand the message of the Quran. And thereafter, we need to practice. And we need to connect ourselves and our future generation to the Quran as well, so that our future generations can also be safeguarded and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also preserved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I am very, very grateful to my very honorable friend Hazrat Maulana Munawwar Hussain Sahib Maddazillahul Ali, and to the management of this masjid for granting me this opportunity to be part of this very auspicious gathering. And I urge all of you to remain in this program until the end. Very eminent scholar from Gujarat, Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Kabudravi Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, is here amongst us. And it is very rare to find ulama of such caliber today. We are very, very fortunate. Please benefit from his gathering. And those of you who do not understand the Urdu language, remain behind until the dua, because today's dua is very, very precious. We will be completing the Quran that has started 14 years ago. The Quran with the full commentary, alhamdulillah. And one hafiz will be also completing his Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.